You are listening to Showing You What's Possible with Serhat Kulet. Hello and welcome to this episode of Showing You What's Possible with Serhat Kulet. Today I want to talk to you about why you should stop listening to your family and old friends. This is the reality, guys. I mean, I don't know your situation, but I think you have goals, you have dreams, you have ambitious goals that you want to achieve. And in order to achieve that, you have to surround yourself with the right people. You have to be aware of who you are talking about certain things and who you are communicating and getting feedback from. This is so important. So I don't know your situation, I don't know which environment you are in, but especially in my case, I grew up in a very normal environment. I didn't have access to wealthy people, I didn't had access to information, which is so critical to really get to the top. I was not there. I grew up in a normal environment with limiting beliefs. And I had to change that, right? So I had to go to events. I had to search for access to these wealthy people, because when you have ambitious goals, you need people that you can talk about with that, right? So especially when you are beginning, you have, as I said, you have goals, right? So you have plans, you want to achieve something, and you can't talk with the normal people who you know for years, with your family, with your parents, with your mom, dad, sisters, or with your old friends. You can't talk with them about your goals because they don't understand that, right? So, I have goals about building an online business and building an empire. I can talk with the people who have never been there about these things, right? Because they don't understand how to make money online. They don't get it, right? So it's really complicated for them. And if you're in the situation where you are always trying to explain something to people who have never been there, I mean, you will then just get bad feedback, right? So if you ask your parents, or if you ask your sister, brother, who has never built a company, about if you should start a company or not, you will get bad feedback, right? Because they never have been there, and there is always a judgment, right? So a wrong opinion, and you don't want to be in this situation. So, and you have to change your environment, right? So you have to be aware of who you are talking with certain things and who you are communicating with, and talking with the people who you already know. This will get to get yourself into a bad situation, because you will then get feedback, and you will get familiar with the limiting beliefs, and you will adapt yourself to that, right? Because you don't have a second opinion. So this is why you have to stop talking with your family and old friends about the things, because when you're talking with them, they will explain you why these things doesn't work, and you will automatically get attracted to them because they are your family, and you will start believing in that shit, right? Which is very dangerous. And it is nothing against those people, right? So they love you, I know, they care about you. But the thing is, they don't understand your goals. You are in control of your goals. You know the destiny, where you want to go. And this is so important. And the thing why people are saying that, right? So don't do this, and don't start a company. Don't build something online. It's a scam and something like that. It's not because they think negative. I mean, it is nothing against them, right? So they are all good people. The thing is, they don't want to lose you. This is the main point. They are afraid of losing you, right? Because if you want to achieve something, if you start talking about different things than what they are talking about, they see a change in you. And once they see a change in you, they are afraid that they will lose you, and that you will think different, and then you will go away. And this is the thing that they have. So this is nothing against them that they think negative, that they don't want you to succeed or something like that. It is just because they don't want to lose you. This is the main point. And I mean, it's okay, right? But you have to go to the next step, and you have to especially do it for them, right? So you have to do it for yourself, because you are in control of your destiny. I mean, if you are in a bad surrounding, if you are in that situation as I was, right, not having access to wealthy people, I mean, search for it, guys. Find your tribe, build your tribe, attract the right people to come to you. I mean, the internet is a great way with amazing opportunities. I mean, you can use the internet just to consume things, but you also can use it to connect with the right people, with the wealthy people. Start building your community, make new friends on the internet, go to Facebook groups and search for the right people. If you can't find the right people, or if you can't find the access to those people, create your own community with your own beliefs, right? Because I'm sure maybe there are people out there who are thinking like you and who don't have access to this information and who don't have surroundings like that. Just attract the right people to you, build your community and start building your own environment, right? So create it. So join it if you want to. Join it, create it, break through, do something, right? So attract the right people to you, and the internet is the best way of doing that. I mean, as I said, guys, right? So it's not about always being selfish and don't caring about your family and your old friends. I mean, they are all good. I love them all. But the thing is, you have to sacrifice something, right? So you have to go beyond the things. And if you are not doing for yourself, think about doing it for them, right? Think about being the first millionaire in your family. Why not, right? So do it for them. Break through and just do it for them to give them a better life, right? Because think about that, guys. If your family is in a bad situation where, let's say, I mean, I don't wish it to you, but let's say one of your family members is in a bad condition, they need a treatment which costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. Someone has to pay for it, right? So who's gonna pay for it? Who's gonna pay for the treatment? So if then you have to think about, right? So what is the next step? And if you are successful, if you are making money, then you can take care of them. Then you can take care of your loved one. Then you can take care of your family and your friends and take them all with you in their journey. How beautiful is that, right? So rather than living the normal life with them and being in this situation with them, just think about breaking through for a while, sacrificing for a short term, and then coming back once you have them and living with them and enjoying the life in a higher level. How does that sound, right? I mean, the thing is, you have to take care of yourself first, right? So you have to take care of yourself first in order to get in a position to take care of your loved ones and the other ones, right? So imagine this. I mean, I can give you an example. If you are in a plane, right? So if you're in a plane, the stewardess always explains once the takeoff takes place that in a dangerous situation, the oxygen mask will get out, right? So what they are saying is, once there is a bad situation, a dangerous situation in a plane, so the oxygen mask takes off, and you have to what you have to do, right? So what does the stewardess say? You have to take that oxygen mask and put it on yourself first before you put it to your child or someone else who's sitting next to you. Think about that, guys. So you have to take care of yourself first in order that you can take care of your loved ones or for the child that you are sitting next to. Think about that, guys. It's the same situation, right? It's the same situation. You are in a plane, you are flying, right? And when there is a dangerous situation, you first have to take care of yourself. You have to put on this oxygen mask, because then you are able to save the others. How beautiful is that, right? How life-changing is that? Think about that. Think about taking care of yourself first, because then you are able to take care of your beloved ones. And this is the point. And people are saying, right, being an entrepreneur is selfish, right? You only take care of yourself. You are on your journey and nothing else around you. You don't care about the things and so on. But the thing is, people, but the thing is, guys, most people don't understand that, right? So being an entrepreneur, you're actually doing that to give your family a better life, right? So you're doing that to really take care of your beloved ones, right? As I said, imagine that once a bad situation happens, once one of your parents or one of your family members, I don't wish it to you, but it can happen. This is life, right? Who's gonna take care of them? Who's gonna pay that treatment, which will cost when they have a bad situation, which is really hard to handle, right? Who's gonna pay for it? You're gonna pay for it, right? And this is the mentality that you want to have. It's not about being selfish. It's about sacrificing on the short term and then gaining the fruits on the long term. How beautiful is that, right? I mean, going on a weekend and just having breakfast with your family and so on, right? It is nice, but it is not life-changing, right? So you want to change their lives. You want to go on a trip, on a holiday, just travel the world around with them, right? How beautiful is that, right? And this is the main point. So just take yourself out. Don't talk with your family about your goals, right? Stop talking about that. Stop listening to them, because you are doing for them. They won't understand that, but you know the path. You know where you are going and why you are doing it. And this is the main part. So guys, to sum this session up, I'm really pumped because I wanted to share with you. Maybe you're in the same situation. I was in this situation. I never had access to wealthy people. I always had to find myself in this jungle, right? And to gain access to the wealthy people. And if that is you, then build your tribe, search for the right people. But really, guys, stop talking to your family and old friends, because they are not there. They are not there. They don't know the journey. You know the journey. And at the beginning, right, especially at the beginning, when you are starting, it is dangerous to talk to people, to those people, because then they will explain you why these things doesn't work, and you will automatically start believing in that shit, right? So especially when you're starting, when you're not sure about what you're doing and so on, you are more vulnerable, right? So at the beginning, don't talk to them. So first of all, you have to build muscles, right? So you have to build self-confidence. First, you have to get results that you see this thing is working for you. So you have to just sell it to yourself. Once you do that, once you start getting ahead in those journeys, then you will build self-confidence. Then you are more, let's say you have the muscles, and then you are more strong to that, right? Then these little things, what your parents are saying, like don't start that or don't build that, this is a scam or something like that, you are already just strengthened to that, right? And this makes nothing to you. And this is the point. So especially at the beginning, you are more vulnerable, right? So you have low self-esteem. I've been there. You have low self-esteem because you're doing some things, it doesn't work, you know, you want to do something, but you have to figure things out, what is the best thing for you and so on. This is completely normal. I've been there too. But at the journey, once you're working on that, once you're getting some results, then you're more strengthened, then you have built muscles, and then you are resistant to that, right? When your parents are saying to you, don't do that, it's a scam, then you're saying just, what you're talking about, come on, right? But at the beginning, you are not in that situation, and this is the advice that I can give you. And to sum this thing up, guys, this is my last message that I want to give you. The people who really care about you, who really love you as a person, they will understand you. They will appreciate you. They will see your hard work that you are on this journey of building something. And they will understand you, and they will not have against you when you are not talking with them for a certain weeks and months and so on. And the people who don't understand you, who are judging you because you're not talking to them, those are the people who don't care about you. And those are the people you don't want to deal with, right? So if people are talking to you negative just because you are on your journey, you need focus, you need momentum. If people are judging you because of that, because you want to help them and give the people around you a better life, if people are judging you for that, those are the people who don't care about you. Those are the people who don't appreciate the things that you're doing. Those are the people who don't appreciate the hard work that you are putting in, because it's a hard journey, right? Being an entrepreneur and building something, and those are the people you don't want to deal with, right? But the real people who understand that, who see that you are suffering, that you are sacrificing something for a short term to have better things on the long term, those are the people who are always open that you can relate to, right? And those are the people who you want to surround yourself with, guys. And these are my last words. This is what I wanted to share with you because it was in me, and I hope you found some value out of it. If it is so, go ahead, share with someone. Share with someone who is in the same situation, who needs help. Let's bring this out and let's share it to the world. Let's enabling more people to really show them what is possible, right? Because this is my mission. Share it with someone else, guys. Let's impact the world and let's change the world together. And I hope you found some value. This is from today's podcast. My name is Serhat Kuletz. My mission is to show you what's possible. See you in the next episode. Let's crush it, guys.